السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity from the wrong paths to his right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah and the seal of all messengers and prophets. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his house, to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. I'm making this khutbah, brothers, because our brother Hamid is sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was supposed to give the khutbah today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him quick recovery. And also, I remember Sheikh Jalal, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give his soul peace and mercy. And also, brother Muhammad Farid, who built the masjid, may Allah send peace and mercy to his soul. I did not mention them before, I remember them today. And I always remember them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them and give us all His mercy and His blessings. Ameen. My khutbah today is about the Islamic position towards monopoly. موقف الإسلام من الاحتكار التجاري. You may wonder what topic is this. Well, it's very hot topic today. I am talking about the pharmaceutical companies which have been racing to get first to the vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine. So I'm talking, this is the topic really. It's a very hot topic, and I always like to think about the Islamic position in relation to recent topics. First, what's monopoly? Monopoly is several types. The robust one, they call it, economists call it perfect monopoly. This is when there is one company producing a product and no other companies has that. So they have total control of prices in the market. That's perfect monopoly. To apply it to the topic today, a pharmaceutical company that would reach the vaccination first, the vaccine first, not the vaccination, the vaccine. Vaccination is the implementation of the vaccine. We have several companies, not one company actually. In the United States, Pfizer and Moderna, in fact, two major American companies. And of course, around the world, there are so many companies. Chinese company, I think its name is CoronaVac. A Russian company, Sputnik. There are also Johnson & Johnson. A German company is in cooperation with Pfizer also. BioNTech, it's called. Not more than that, actually. Economists call this oligopoly, not monopoly. Oligopoly when there is a small number of companies dominating a market. Reaching, we are talking about the market of vaccines. So small number around the world, small number. Just like small number of auto industry, cars, or tires, actually. Small number around the world. This is called oligopoly, small number. You should think that they interact in pricing. It's not perfect competition, like capitalism is based on perfect competition. Whenever, like the restaurant industry, restaurants, for example, in town, hundreds, they are competing, the prices would be lowest, the quality would be highest, because everybody's competing. You have a store, there are so many stores selling the same thing you are selling, you are competing with them by lowering your prices and making your quality as high as possible. This is how you get the customers and maintain them. In the case of monopoly, when there is one company, it controls the market, it raises the prices and lowers the quality. Nobody is going to get it anywhere except here. You have to accept it. Like I said, it's not perfect monopoly, it is oligopoly that's happening. So they are going to control the prices all over the world. That's the topic. That's my background to the topic. What does Islam think of this? Is this okay? In fact, this is a big topic. So many offshoots out of that, like for example, innovations, inventions, and property. Intellectual property coming out from this also. People inventing something, Microsoft, Bill Gates, inventing Windows. Perfect monopoly when he did that. And he forced computer companies not only to buy Windows, but other products like Microsoft Word, for example. While Windows was monopolistic, Word Perfect was not really monopolistic. There are so many other. But the government of the United States has anti-trust laws, like many governments around the world, if not all, and they forced Microsoft to split. It is in the best interest of consumers that we don't have monopolies. This is generally, economically speaking, economics only. What does Islam think about that? That's really my topic. First, the verses from the Holy Quran. Our guide first is the Holy Quran. Second, the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Third, the implementation of the Quran and the hadith by Sahaba first, then by the Imam, the scholars after that. That's how we should go always about any issue. Whatever issues happen in the future, we have procedure. We will never be lost. We are always guided. The first ayah I came to my mind is ayah, verse 25 from Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4 of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم. This is a general rule in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we should not cheat each other in order to get profit. Everything has to be consenting. So think about what I was talking about. There is no consenting between a consumer buying the vaccine. This vaccine is decided by the companies. It has to be really, we have to have choice in order to decide to go to company A, company B, company C. So the first principle in Islam, profit should be really regulated. And we should not do anything in the, just to get profit. No, it had to be right. The second ayah relevant to this is verse 7. Chapter 59, Surah Al-Hashr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كي لا يكون دولة بين الأغنياء منكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah says, I don't want money to be circulating only among the wealthy, among you. When we have monopolies, the money would be concentrated in a small number of companies. So this is another ayah against monopoly. Otherwise, all the profits would be just limited in a small number of companies. And of course, a small number of holders of stocks. The third ayah in relation to the topic, this is Surah At-Tawbah, verse 34. Chapter 9 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. The previous ayah is against the circulation of money only among the wealthy. So what if the wealthy have the money? This ayah says, those who hoard, means withhold, take in their homes, gold and silver, which is money, wealth, and they do not spend them in the paths that Allah has prescribed. Allah is telling you to warn them that they will be punished. So in principle, generally the three ayats are telling us that the money should not be within small circulation, and those who have the money should not be withholding the money. So it's against extreme withholding of money. The hadith is much more specific. As usual, the Prophet ﷺ used to explain the ayat for us. In one hadith, عن معمر ابن عبد الله بن نضلة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يحتكر إلا خاطئ أي مذنب عاصي. This hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, nobody would commit monopoly except those who are sinners, or whoever commits monopoly is a sinner. That's the meaning of the hadith. Again, the monopoly is having one commodity in my warehouses, in my company, until nobody has it, then I show it in small percentages or dosages, so I keep the prices as high as possible. This is ihtikar. This is monopoly. He said, the Prophet ﷺ, whoever does that to control one commodity that people need, and of course we are in most need for vaccines right now, whoever is monopolistic in this is a sinner. خاطئ. وعن فروخ مولى عثمان رضي الله عنهما عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من احتكر على المسلمين طعامهم ضربه الله بالإفلاس أو بجذام. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this hadith narrated by Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him, saying, whoever is withholding or has withheld or has hoarded, has monopolized the food of Muslims. So there is food item and I have it. That's, I'm committing monopoly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Prophet alayhi wasallam, is asking Allah to give him bankruptcy, iflas, and judan, and sickness, disease, and skin disease. The meaning of the hadith, nobody should do that to people. When people need a commodity, it should not be limited to one company, one person controlling them. That's the meaning of the hadith. وعن يعلى بن أمية رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال احتكار الطعام في الحرم إلحاد فيه. In this hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, whoever is withholding food, to be monopolistic food in gathering of Muslims, like during the Hajj or during Umrah Haram, there is one person withholding the commodity of food in order to control the price. And he said, the Prophet ﷺ, this is ilhad. Now, the meaning of ilhad fi, ilhad fil haram, meaning you are going against the commands of Allah of making al-haram a peaceful place, a sanctuary. This is where the house of Allah is. And you are exploiting his worshippers. You cannot be more wrong if you do that. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ was, in this hadith, was explaining ayah, verse 25 of Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا ويصدون عن سبيل الله والمسجد الحرام الذي جعلناه للناس سواء العاكف فيه والباد ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذقه من عذاب أليم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who reject the religion of Allah and try to even prevent others from his masjid, from coming to his masjid. And his masjid is made to people to be equal, not to be exploited. But whoever does the opposite, ilhad, going against that peacefulness and peace and tranquility and sanctity of the al-Masjid al-Haram, Allah promised and warned that they will be punished severely. So, in these ayats and these ahadith, basically Islam is against monopoly because it is exploitation of people, especially with whatever they need. In this case, we're talking about khutbah today about vaccines of COVID-19. It could be food, it could be any commodity that people need. Society should prevent that. And I found it one of the good examples in which secular constitutions and laws are really in correspondence with the Islamic Sharia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us avoid a time in which we are exploited. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this vaccine available to all people around the world, the poor and the wealthy, the north and the south. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift and take away this pandemic so we don't think about it again. And ask Allah, He is very close, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. Like I said, we first look at the Holy Quran, then we look at the Sunnah, the Hadith. Now is the time to look at what the Imams said, the four Imams, our leaders, the scholars. The majority, al-Jumhur, said it is haram. Monopoly is haram, prohibited. Islam is against any form of monopoly because it is exploitation of human beings. It is harmful to people. This opinion was pioneered by Malik and by al-Shafi'i and by al-Hanbali, Ahmad ibn Hanbal. The three of them, in fact, went and said it is haram, prohibited. Al-Hanafi said it is makruh, and some Shafi'i scholars also said it is makruh. It is not good, it is detested, it is disliked. But they did not take it to the level of haram unless it is harmful. When somebody is monopolistic, practicing monopoly, and it is harmful, it is proven that it harms people, then it is haram. Then the overall view of the scholars, it is haram. And in fact, there is a sentence I want to close with from Imam Malik. May Allah be pleased with him. He said, Al-hikratu fi kulli shay'in fi al-suq min al-ta'ami wal-zayti wal-kittani wa jami'i al-ashya' والصوف وكل ما أضر بالسوق فإن كان لا يضر بالسوق فلا بأس بذلك. Imam Malik said, defined the, gave examples of monopoly, monopolistic practices. He said, it can be food, oil, linen, and anything, any wool, any commodity that people need. And if this is going to cause harms to people, then it is monopolistic and it is haram. Otherwise, if it's not harmful, maybe like luxurious items, for example, no opinion about that. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته. اللهم اصرف عنا البلاء والداء يا أكرم الأكرمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
حقا لا إله إلا الله وحده. جزاك الله خير.
الله أكبر،
الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والشمس وضحاها، والقمر إذا تلاها، والنهار إذا جلاها، والليل إذا يغشاها، والسماء وما بناها، والأرض وما طحاها، ونفس وما سواها، فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها، وقد خاب من دساها، كذبت ثمود بطغواها، إذ انبعث أشقاها، فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها، فكذبوه فعقروها، فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها، ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا أقسم بهذا البلد، وأنت حل بهذا البلد، ووالد وما ولد، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد، أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد، يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا، أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.